Welcome to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms, a free audio course brought to you by Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. For the full experience, join us inside the members area at no charge at 5leadgen.com. Hey there, and welcome back to the 5 P's of Lead Generation for Professional Services Firms. Today, we are looking at the fourth P, which is proof. Now, by now, you should have a clearly defined target profile. You've chosen a problem that's going to get their attention, and you've made a promise to make that problem go away. And now that you've made that promise, the burden of proof is on you. If you can back up the promise with proof, then you've got a good shot at getting to the next stage. But if you can't back it up with proof, then no one is going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So the question is, how do you provide this proof? How do you prove to buyers that you can make good on your promise and make that problem go away once and for all? Now, conceptually, it's actually pretty simple. You can claim to be a good problem solver, you can claim to be the best, and you can claim to be really good at what you do, but everyone makes claims like that. So why should a buyer believe you over the firm down the street? What everyone doesn't do, and what you need to do, is to move beyond claims by demonstrating your authority and your expertise. Now, there are a few different terms that people use to describe this process. Two of the more common terms are content marketing or thought leadership, which in a professional services context are really saying the same thing. In the end, the goal is to demonstrate your authority, demonstrate your expertise, and demonstrate to buyers that you can solve their problems. And you do that by creating high-value educational content. Because when your buyer is researching the problem that they're facing, when they're Googling for information and for guidance and for answers, and when they're asking around to see how others in their position have overcome this challenge, you want them to find you. And not only do you want them to find you, but when they find you, you want to position yourself as the person who can make that problem go away. Then you want to teach them everything that they need to know about the problem. Because if you do all of that, and it's time to then make a hiring decision, and it comes down to a choice between you and the firm down the street, who, instead of doing all that hard work that you did to build a relationship, instead just took out an ad in the Yellow Pages, who do you think the buyer is going to choose? Now, I should mention the reason that most firms don't take this step is because it's difficult. It's a lot of work. It's a little bit uncomfortable. And that's precisely what makes it so valuable, because very few of your competitors are willing to put in the effort. There are a million things that your content could address or that you could talk about, but you don't want to talk about just anything. You want to talk about the stuff that's going to bring in business. So there are two things to consider here. The first is, what topics are going to get your buyer's attention? What are they searching for? What's going to get them to sit up and pay attention to what you have to say? And again, if you've chosen the right problem, then this step should be fairly straightforward. And the second thing to consider is, what topics best facilitate a sales conversation? Because remember, we don't want attention just for the sake of attention. We want attention that leads buyers down the path of wanting to do business with you. Now, the best way to tackle this is by looking at your buyer's journey or the process that they go through in making a buying decision. And you want to start by asking yourself, at what point does the buyer realize that they have a problem? We're going to call that point A. Now, at point A, the buyer might not completely understand the problem yet. They may not even realize that they need to hire someone yet, but they've at least identified that there is, in fact, a problem. Now, we're calling that point A because those are the leads that you want to target. You don't want to waste your time on leads that don't even know they have a problem. That's far too expensive. Focus on the ones who know they have a problem but haven't quite figured out what they're going to do about it. Then you want to identify the point at which the buyer is ready to hire you, and we're going to call that point B. Now, at point B, the buyer has learned a lot about the problem. They've learned how to approach it, and they've identified the different solutions available to them. They're now educated enough to make an informed buying decision. They've probably also talked to a few different service providers, and they've determined through those conversations that you are the best fit for them. In other words, at point B, they're not just ready to buy, but they're ready to buy from you. Now, the goal of your content is simply to close the gap between point A and point B. That's all. You want to take buyers from the point where they know they have a problem, but little else, to the point where they recognize that you are the one that they need to hire. And the simplest way to get started with this is to make a list of all of the questions that buyers typically ask you between point A and point B, because you've probably answered all of these questions before anyways. These are the questions that come up in sales conversations. They're the questions that buyers ask over and over again, no matter who they are. So answer those questions in a way that gets attention and facilitates a sales conversation, and that's your content strategy. Now, one of the common objections that people raise at this stage is, if I give away all of this free content, if I answer all of these questions, why would anyone need to hire me? This is not something that you should be worried about. Remember, you are the professional here. You know far more about the problem that your buyer is facing than they do. That's why they're coming to you, and you're going to demonstrate through all this content that you are the authority. If, after all of that, a buyer still wants to try it for themselves, I say let them try. Because the truth is, buyers who try to do everything on their own are generally not the kind of people that you want to work with. And once they try it for themselves and fail, guess what? They're going to come right back to you. So that's all for this lesson. We have a very useful worksheet in the members area of the course that'll help you take all of this and turn it into a content strategy that you can start working on. If you haven't registered for the course yet, head over to 5leadgen.com and join us inside to get all the worksheets and bonus materials for the course. Once again, that's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. Next up, we have the fifth and final lesson of the course, so stay tuned for that. And thank you for listening.